Tantor Audio presents Dark Debt by Chloe Neal. Narrated by Sophie Eastlake. Chapter 1. Clever Girl. Early April, Chicago, Illinois. There were two seasons in Chicago, winter and construction. If it wasn't snowing, orange cones narrowed the Dan Ryan or Lower Wacker was closed. Snow and traffic defined our lives as Chicagoans. Nested within those seasons were the other activities that defined life for many in Chicago. During baseball season, it was Cubs versus Sox. During tourist season, you served them, you screamed at them, or if you worked at Billy Goat's, both. During summer, the beaches were open. And for a few spare weeks, the water of Lake Michigan was even warm enough for a dip. Not that I'd had much occasion to sunbathe or swim recently. They didn't make sunscreen strong enough for vampires. But when spring rolled around and construction cones popped onto asphalt like neon flowers, even vampires shook off winter. We exchanged quilted jackets, electric blankets, heavy boots, and balaclavas for tanks, sandals, and nights in the warm spring air. Tonight, we sat on a blanket on the grass at Milton Lee Olive Park, an expanse of green and fountains near Navy Pier, honoring a soldier who'd given his life to save others and won a Medal of Honor for his sacrifice. A burst of spring air had warmed the city, and we'd taken advantage, finding a quiet spot for a picnic to celebrate the end of a long, cold winter. At 2 o'clock in the morning, the park was definitely quiet. Ethan Sullivan, master of Cadogan House, and now one of 12 members of the...